Well, Scott, well done. You rescued a point which Preston, at the very, very least, deserved today.
Yeah, definitely. I think, if anything, we were disappointed that we didn't go for the win. We had so many clear-cut chances and created so many opportunities that 1-1 is fortunate for them, really.
Yeah. Talk us through the goal then, because you took it really well. It was a tightish angle, and Kevin Davies kept it alive for you.
Yeah, Kev did very well, and I just looking up in the right place at the right time, hit it, and that's it really. Nothing special on my account, or just in the right place at the right time.
Right in the far corner as well. Nice.
Yeah, it was. I hit it as well as anybody could hit it. It was ever going there, it was going over the stadium, so it was looking up, it was that one.
We talk about, a lot of the fans have mentioned missed chances today, but you've got to be in the right place to have those chances, and you are creating chances, so how do you look on that?
I think we'd be more upset and more downbeat if we wasn't creating the chances. And as we know, the chances will come. I mean, we've only just signed Becks. He's not played a lot of games, so time will come. Kev's coming to the team as well, who's also not had an awful lot of game time. So the games and chances will keep coming and the goals will come along with them.
What do you think about the link-up play between the two of them? When you're playing at the back there and you look up and see them, what's going through your mind?
Well, they work well. I mean, we know for a fact that our greatest outball is Kev, because he wins so much of the headers, 90% at least. So we know that if we're ever in doubt, we can hit him at any time and he will create something from it, whether it be get a free kick or he'll win the header or he'll get his body across. So it's a fantastic outlet to have.
And defensively today, apart from the one mishap in the first half when they scored the first goal, you looked pretty comfortable, I thought.
I think we was, and I think sometimes that can hinder you a bit, because we probably felt a bit too comfortable and we tried to push for a... tried to push for a goal, and then that comes along like that, and it's disappointing. Not the wind out of us, and I think it probably hurt the last 10-15 minutes of the first half and made it look like a bad first half, when realistically the game plan was working very well.
But overall, I mean, the main thing is you haven't lost. You wanted to win, but you've not lost, and they're one of your main rivals.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, these games are all about, especially against these teams, are about not losing as much as they are winning. But one of us goes on to win and then it creates a gap, and vice versa for both teams. So it was good to not lose, and we didn't expect to lose. Like I say, we are disappointed that we didn't get the win.
And you've got Peterborough next Saturday away, who are another side that fall into that top sort of six or seven category.
Yeah, definitely. We know what Peterborough are all about, and same thing they have been for years now. So they'll be, we're under no illusions that we're going for a tough game next week.
And before then, you've got a very important game in the Johnston Paint Trophy.
Yeah, we have.
You're getting closer and closer to Wembley, potentially.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's like I said in the press the other day, that it's somewhere I've never played, so it'd be fantastic for us to get there.